Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The legendary Jim Nantz here giving us a few minutes on a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show. Jim, how you been?
I've been great, Zach. It's been a whirlwind couple of days, starting with the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. I've been down in Orlando since then at the PGA Show, the annual biggest gathering in golf. And now I'm heading west, changing planes, and I understand that Eli Manning has announced he's retiring. I was just told by Mike behind the glass, so that's news to me.
Yeah, Eli Manning is retiring, and right away we get into the debate of, is he a Hall of Famer or not? I think he's a Hall of Famer. How about yourself, Jim?
He'll be in the Hall of Fame. It's not going to be much of a debate. I mean, people can sit around, talk about it, be snarky about it, whatever. They're going to be, as always, this is what sports is fueled by, debate. But he will be in. There is no question about it.
And right before we brought you on, we talked about how this is the first domino to fall with Eli Manning retiring, and that will be official on Friday at his news conference that he'll have. This is going to be such a fun NFL offseason with all the quarterbacks that are going to be available. And where everyone's starting, Jim, as you know it, is it's Tom Brady. Well, what's your read on that situation, Jim Nantz, about Tom Brady's future?
That's the one, Zach, we all can't wait to find out the most. I don't have, obviously, any inside information on it. There's a great story posted today by LaConfora on CBSSports.com where he projects who the starting quarterbacks will be around the league next year. And I think he has him going to the Chargers. But, you know, the big thing is what everybody wants to know, will we see him ever again in a New England uniform? That's the question. And I don't have anything to go on. My hunch tells me he'll play somewhere else.
Jim Nantz here with us right now on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Zach Gelb Show. That was a fun scene, that AFC title game. Kelsey almost took that microphone from you, but you weren't letting him. That was awesome.
Hey, listen, man, strength prevailed, man. He tried to arm wrestle me, and, you know, I was all pumped up for the occasion. And I'm glad I brought him in. He had an unbelievable moment there when he was clutching the mic on top of my hand. And that was wild. It was wild. It almost didn't happen. I was instructed to throw it back to the studio. But, you know, you got Travis Kelce standing right there, and he's a big guy. And, you know, I didn't want to let him down. And he told me he had something he wanted to say. So I leaned over and pretty much gave him a cue that this had to be quick. And it was quick, and it was brilliant.
And it was definitely effective and definitely memorable. When we look at this Chiefs team, the two storylines where you start, of course, is going to be Andy Reid looking for that first Super Bowl victory in his long career in the National Football League with Philadelphia and Kansas City, and then Patrick Mahomes and how quickly he's come into this league and have just dominated the position. Give me a little feel on Reid and Mahomes as we get set for the big game next weekend.
Well, you know, of course, we're AFC people over here on the CBS side of the NFL, so I have had 6 occasions this year to watch Patrick and a whole bunch of times last year. So I know I don't have the exposure to San Francisco, and I have great regard for John Lynch and Kyle and everything they've done. I think Kansas City will win the game, but that's only because I've probably seen them a lot more than I've seen the 49ers. It's like the perfect matchup, let's face it. Offense, defense, I mean, it's like a dream. Good for Fox. They're going to have themselves a heck of a game. It's one that you can't miss.
When you're calling a Super Bowl, and you've been able to call a lot of Super Bowls, as a broadcaster, Jim, what are the emotions? And you call big event after big event with golf, with the Masters each and every year at Butler Cabin, and then what you're able to do with the NCAA tournament. How does the Super Bowl compare to the others?
Well, it's just the intensity of it, Zach. It's out of sight. It's completely insane. It overtakes your world for more than just that week. It's just a gigantic assignment. I'm checking in here at a gate here, Zach, live on the Zach Gelb Show. It's just unbelievable. Carrying 3 bags. Am I doing all right?
You're fine,
hello,
Jim.
The CBS Radio Network. Thank you.
Wait,
hold on, Zach.
Yeah, this is awesome. We have Jim Nantz live on the air. Yeah, I would think they'd have a private plane for Jim, but I guess Jim has to be like everyone else. And
man of the people, Zach.
Right?
Do
you take your shoes off? Do they make you take your shoes off when you're going through the X-ray
machines? No, I'm not going through security. I was actually at the gate, and they were trying to get me to check carry-on. This is the end of 8 days. It went from Atlanta taping commercials with Spike Lee, Charles Barkley, Samuel L. Jackson, and Larry Bird, to Kelce and all of that scene and calling that game, to the PGA show. And now I'm ready to go home to a loving embrace of my family. This is the last leg right here.
Well, hey, and you're choosing to be on the radio with us, so that's some questionable
decision making. Because you're my guy, that's why.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I always do appreciate it. So I know you got to run. I don't want to keep you here forever. Last one for the legendary Jim Nance, and it's very kind of you to make some time out for us. I got to bring up Tiger Woods. You always know when it comes with golf, that's the question you get asked. He's going for the PGA Tour win record this year. Do you think Tiger is going to get another major? I know you've always been a big supporter of Tiger.
I said he would before he ever even won. In 2019, I said,
sure,
he'll be back. He'll do it again. You know, the next big thing. The next big thing is that.
Thank you.
Is that when will he get number 83? And that could be this week. He's going to be at Torrey Pines. We'll be there. Our season starts. Unbelievable field. I transition from football to golf. I'll try to get my cadence and commentary and my sports phraseology back to the other sport. And Tiger's going to be there. Rory, Justin Rose, it's an unbelievable field. And, I can't wait to see how he's going to play. I think he's going to play exceptionally well. That's the short of it. If he won again, a major, wouldn't shock me at all.
I know you're in first class. If you had to not be.
This is a commuter plane here.
Oh, wow.
Zach. This is not one of those big ones.
Gotcha.
Okay?
So are you a middle seat,
if I don't
an
get
aisle
on board
seat?
Right now, I'm going to have to check my luggage. that's the dilemma I have. So I'm going to say goodbye.
You got it, Jim. We appreciate
okay?
it. Thanks so much. There's Jim Nance.
I want to get off that plane and hug my wife and kids without waiting in baggage claim. You know the deal.
You got it, Jim. We appreciate it.
You're my man. I've known you forever. I'm proud of you. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks so much. There's Jim Nance here with us on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.